USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC says people who received the Moderna coronavirus vaccine were more likely to experience mild side effects than those who received Pfizer's. The study, documenting episodes of injection site pain, fatigue, itching, and headaches, but did not include serious allergic reactions. About 74% of Moderna recipients reported side effects after the first shot. Just over 65% of Pfizer recipients reported side effects. After the second dose, 82% of Moderna recipients reported an adverse reaction, and over 68% of Pfizer recipients also saw a reaction. A key medical expert is taking the witness stand today in the Derek Chauvin trial. Chauvin is a former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd last summer. Hennepin County Medical Examiner Dr. Andrew Baker testifying, as it was Baker who ruled Floyd's death a homicide. USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is praising the late Prince Philip as a man who inspired the lives of countless young people.
Speaking on their golden wedding anniversary, Her Majesty said that our country owed her husband a greater debt than he would ever claim or we shall ever know.
Prince Philip dying at the age of 99. Facebook is going to explain humor to users by labeling posts.
Facebook has announced it's going to start labeling posts to make satire more obvious. The company is now adding new labels, such as satire page, to posts in Facebook's newsfeed. They're also going to clarify the origin of content as public official or fan page, according to Facebook. Last summer, Facebook began to apply labels to state-controlled media outlets to make it clear they may be under the influence of government. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul is for vaccines. He also believes once people are inoculated, they should throw away their masks. Paul also believes the government needs to be straight with us regarding CDC data and science.
What we need to do is not, you know, push fear-mongering. Is it perfect? Do we know it's 1,000% perfect? No, but the burden should be on government to prove that there's widespread, you know, people who have had it are now getting it by the tens of thousands, or people who are being vaccinated still are passing it along. These people can't stand good news because that means you get out from under their thumb and you're allowed to go back to living your life. They don't want you to be free of their mandates. They like the idea of submission because most of these people are at heart big government people.
The junior senator speaking there on Fox News. Also speaking on Fox News, medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel reminds everyone.
The science is evolving, and we have to put the good news together with the bad, or nobody is going to listen to us. The superimposition of all of this fear-mongering and scaremongering is so, there's many reasons, but one is because they don't want to be caught underreacting. But you know what it does? It makes people think, well, why should I take this vaccine? We're going to have a problem with vaccine compliance now. We only got 1.5 million doses into people's arms yesterday. We have to convince them to take the shot, and the way to do that is to point to New Mexico and South Dakota, where there's a higher compliance rate.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.